This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Attorney General William Barr says that special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Barr made the statement in an interview with CBS. As AP Sagar Magani reports, President Trump Thursday accused Mueller of being against him from the start.
The president's been saying nearly every day the investigation fully cleared him of criminal activity, including this morning.
There's no obstruction, there's no collusion, there's no nothing.
That's not what Mueller said yesterday, emphasizing Justice Department rules meant charging the president with a crime was not an option. That led to an eruption on the White House driveway.
Mueller is a true never-Trumper.
The president falsely claiming Mueller's conflicted because he wanted to be FBI director again and was rejected. He adds Mueller never should have even been named special counsel, though it was the Trump Justice Department that chose him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th. That is, if Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Mr. Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st and rising as much as 25% by October 1st. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North Korea said, I should say North America, said it would be disastrous if Mr. Trump goes through with his threat to impose tariffs. 30 years after student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square turned deadly, the United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of the peaceful demonstrations a full-on massacre. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas told VOA Thursday during a press briefing that the U.S. has called for and will continue to call for, as others have, a full public accounting for those killed, detained, and missing. This is VOA News. Israel is in a political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself a month after it was sworn in. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. The developments are a shock because two elections in the same year are unprecedented, even in Israel's volatile political landscape. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Chinese scientists have discovered that carbon dioxide is more efficient to use in fracking than water. Fracking is the controversial process in which water or other fluids are injected into underground rocks at high pressure to release oil and natural gas deposits. U.S. environmentalists have denounced the process because of the huge amounts of water needed, the contamination of underwater supplies, and small earthquakes it triggers. In a new report in the journal, a scientist from the Chinese Academy of Sciences and China University of Petroleum discovered that using CO2 instead of water resulted in as much as 20 times more oil. The Border Patrol says that 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection calls it the largest group of migrants caught illegally crossing the southern border. The agency says more than 1,000 migrants crossed the border around 4 a.m. Wednesday near El Paso, Texas, and it happened quickly. Authorities say the entire group crossed in about 5 minutes. President Donald Trump shared a video on Twitter showing the migrants going underneath a chain link fence. They were later picked up by Border Patrol agents. I'm Mike Gracia.
Singer Leon Redbone, famous for performing folk songs, obscure ragtime tunes, and old American music, has died after several years of poor health. There are no details of his death available, and even his age is still in question. Redbone was always coy and mysterious about his origins and background. He was believed to have been 69, but his website says he was 127 when he departed our world with his guitar, his truest companion Rover, and a simple tip of his hat. Redbone was known for performing in a white suit, large hat, and dark glasses, or strumming a guitar. With his deep, gravelly voice, he sang old tunes that would have been long forgotten if it hadn't revived him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.